escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. They'll pick you right up. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we're live from Casa Beach, the home of Sandy Beach. And yes, had a wonderful 4th of July holiday off. I was a little disappointed my 10K got canceled because of the virus, but I managed to work my way around it by eating one less sandwich. How did you do, Buzzy? You do anything over the weekend exciting?
Went to my parents' house for some festivities, which, you know what, Sandy? It was a 4th of July, and as you know, I'm not drinking during this 75 hard challenge, and okay. It was still a very enjoyable July 4th. Halfway through, forgot I wasn't drinking. You know, we played some yard games. It was fun. The only thing was, the fireworks, as enjoyable as I found them, the dogs did not find the fireworks as enjoyable.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing with the cats. The cats don't like the fireworks either. You know, you got to wonder if you're a cat, your whole life is the house. All of a sudden, the house is booming and shaking, and you can understand why a cat wouldn't, or animals in general, don't like fireworks. You don't want to be on a horse during fireworks, I can tell you that. Because the ones in the parades, I guess, might be used to it, but most of them don't particularly like it. Well, Chicago, boy, Chicago shouldn't be in our monologue, but it is. What was it, 77 people shot, for something like 14 dead on one weekend in Chicago. And then the mayor stands up and blames the president for it. I mean... It's such a pathetic thing, and to point the finger at somebody else, it ain't his fault. And guess what? People aren't coming in from the suburbs and doing those shootings. So it's up to them, I guess, unless the mayor asks for assistance. Now I want you to take an oath today, Buzzy. So far, you know, when you work with Tony and I, you're okay. You get the okay stamp. Buzzy's okay. But something happens when we work with Jimmy. Jimmy, the evil call screener from Rob Lucas. Rob Lucas, I think, taught him how to be evil. And he's a bad influence on you. When he's in there, you act like him and he acts like you. Get a promise from Jimmy he's going to be good during these 3 hours.
Oh, I promise.
Are you going to do it, Jimmy?
Yep, we've ramped the delay up. I promise to be well behaved.
Actually, I love hanging around Jimmy and Buzzy because you never know what to expect from them. However, on the air might be a different thing.
Yeah, it's enjoyable with the mics off, but you're concerned when the only people that hold mic switches with you at home are Jimmy and I.
Yeah, exactly. And you have total control over me. You shut my mic off. I'm done. I'm done for the day. What am I going to do, you know? All right, here's what we're talking about today. FedEx. FedEx is the sponsor of the stadium name for Cleveland baseball team. Okay, the Cleveland Indians. Now, this isn't the first time we've talked about nicknames not being accepted by the entire community. The Indians used to have Chief Wahoo, and I love Chief Wahoo. It was a big cartoon character. Yeah, I take no offense to it, but I'm there again. I'm not a Native American. I don't know if they didn't like it or liked it, whatever. But now, with the craziness of what's going on, cutting statues' heads off, over the weekend, dumping one in a river, stuff like that. It's just ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. So there's more pressure. The pressure has always been there. So far, the Indians owners have managed to resist it. I don't know this time around what's going to happen. They took Chief Wahoo off of their merchandise about 2 years ago. And now I know places you would buy merchandise that had Chief Wahoo don't carry it anymore. So that has to cost the Indians some money too. But we'll see where it goes. But right now there is pressure by FedEx to rename the Cleveland Indians into something else. Let's hope it's not that. Remember that high school here, Lancaster High? They went from something really cool to something really bland. Do you remember them, guys, at all?
They were the Lancaster Redskins. Now they're the Lancaster Legends.
Legends. Okay, you're a legend. You're 14 years old, and you're in high school, and you're a legend? I don't think so. I don't quite buy that. Your legendhood may await, but you don't have it yet. What's next? The Atlanta Braves, maybe? Kansas City Chiefs? And there again, the names, the words have made their way into our lexicon, and they're normal. If somebody's the head of something, he's the chief. He's the chief engineer. He's the chief auditor. He's the chief compliance officer. So I don't see where that's a problem. Being the head of the tribe would be the chief. That's just a name. It's nothing derogatory. In fact, it would be an honor to work your way up to chief. I'm already chief. I'm chief superior. What are you, Buzzy? Are you brave?
I would say I'm quite brave, right? But I would say I'm the chief phone screener.
Okay, well, if you're the chief phone screener, not today because Tony's not here. He's on vacation. What does that make Jimmy?
Well, Jimmy, what are you?
You know what? I haven't put that much thought into it. Chief of goofing off.
Oh, that's good. We like that. Well, you're going to fit in here. We don't put that much thought in the show either, so we're all in it together. So anyway, the first question, FedEx wants the Cleveland Indians to change their name. Are you in favor of that? Atlanta Braves will be pressurized. Kansas City Chief will the same thing. The second question and the third question we'll give to you when we come back on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, the Cleveland Indians are looking at some pressure to change their name. They've been through this before. This is not their first rodeo. Some people object to the Indians nickname for Cleveland. I want to know how you feel about that. Also, what about the Atlanta Braves? What about Kansas City Chiefs? The Washington Redskins sponsor, FedEx, would like them to change it. So you got a lot of things going on there. That's the first question. The second one is there's a lot of pressure to reopen the schools in the fall. Now, keep in mind, we just hit July, which is only usually a little after when they close them for the season. So you still have the off season. But what kind of schools would they be going back to? Would they be in class? Would they be on remote, some kind of a Zoom class? Which would be better? Which would be safer? Can they do social distancing? All those kind of questions regarding school. And one thing I think we should change in schools is the indoctrination of the kids, not the teaching of the kids, the indoctrination. Saw a woman today on Fox who has 9 children. She must live in a shoe. She has 9 children. Now, I don't know if they were all hers, or if she gave birth to all of them, or if she indeed adopted some. But she said when she started investigating her kids' school, she was shocked at the total indoctrination of the children. She said one of her kids, the reason she's homeschooling, actually brought home a video that they were supposed to watch sponsored by the Communist Party. And there was no explanation. It wasn't used for historical context or anything else. It was a teaching-type video of the Communist Party in a public school in the United States of America. She decided she's not going to deal with this anymore. It pulled all of her kids out and is homeschooling. So I want to know what you expect that we should do when sending the kids back to school. All right, let's see. And the third one is polling. We keep seeing these polls. Biden's pulling ahead even more. Some polls have him 15 points ahead. I don't believe that in a minute. And one of the people doing the interviewing said what I've always believed, and I had a head start because I knew when I was programming WKBW, okay, we were kicking ass. We were killing. I mean, we just were doing it. And we would get polls in and books in that didn't show the total strength of the radio station. And I knew why. At that time, a lot of adults didn't want to admit they were listening to rock and roll radio. Now it seems a little silly to have that because we all love rock and roll now. But that's why. They didn't want to tell the pollster or didn't want to write down on the diary, whatever, that they were listening or enjoyed KB. I think it's the same thing now with Donald Trump. I think there are people who are ardent Trump supporters who don't have a Trump sign on their lawn and wouldn't tell a pollster. If the pollster asked, they'd say Biden just to get rid of the pollster and not have any argument. The pollster wouldn't, you wouldn't think of a pollster arguing, but you just don't want any hassle. So I don't believe the polls at all, not what's going on now. And you saw what happened last time. I mean, right up to the victory party, which they never had, they were counting their laps until they crossed the finish line, and it turned out they didn't win. Instead, Donald Trump won. So I want to know how you feel about that. So basically, it's how you're feeling about the nicknames of mascots of the teams, and then the kind of schooling you expect your kids to go back to in the fall if they do go back, and then polling. Do you believe in it or not? Meanwhile, over the weekend, I had a great time doing some shooting. I had not been shooting for a while, and I think most of the places that do indoor shooting are closed right now. However, it's nice to have friends that have a nice piece of property which is totally safe and legal to shoot from, and in a southern tier. So it's very, very nice. No danger aspect of it at all. And just had a great time with great friends. It's been a while since I shot, so you gotta do it regularly. When the ranges open up again, I'll be a regular there, try out some of the new stuff and whatever.
You know, talking about the logos and everything, it's funny because who do you hear complaining about the team names? You very rarely hear Native Americans complaining about names.
Yeah, you don't hear them complaining very much at all. And in fact, when they do their advertising and things like that for their casinos, they refer to them as the Indian casinos. And Indian is, to me, is just a name. It's got, it has no negative connotation.
Right. I mean, you don't name your team something because you don't look up or you don't honor that. I mean, you want the Cleveland Indians. If you're the Cleveland Indians, you want the Indians to be the best team in the MLB. If you're the...
How do you refer to them? I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Indians.
Exactly.
A fan is somebody who views them positively.
I mean, in Washington, they hail to the Redskins.
Yeah, they even play the song, Hail to the Redskins.
Hail victory.
Halle Berry. All right. So, okay, what about school, Buzzy? Give me your thoughts of if you had a child, you would be shocked, I'm sure, but today. But if you did have a child going to school in September, what do you think they should be facing regarding the virus and schooling?
Well, I definitely think kids should be back in school. You know, I mean, this is not only are we talking about kids not being in school, but we're talking about parents not being able to go to work. So it kind of bounces off the economy and everything. But here's the thing. We can safely get the kids back to school. I'm sure most kids won't want to wear a mask every day they go to school, but you'll have your temperature checks at the door, which they did when students went to go pick items up at the schools that let them back in the buildings. So you'll have your temperature check. I'm sure you'll disinfect the building every night after the kids leave, maybe even during lunchtime when they're out of the classrooms. So I think there's a safe way. And again, we're talking about the lowest risk individuals. We're talking about kids that, okay, they might spread it. So if a kid lives with a high-risk individual, that would have to be addressed. But we're talking about kids that, if they get the virus, most likely are going to be just fine.
Yeah, okay. And the third question is about polling. Most of the polls show the president behind Joe Biden. The only polls that show him ahead are the excitement level of the candidate. The president's excitement level is much higher. Joe Biden hardly has a pulse in this one. What do you think of that?
Well, Sandy, I made the mistake in 2016 of buying the polls. And I came in here, I was working election day coverage on the board, and I came in thinking, well, you know, at least Virginia Tech's 14th in the nation in the newly released playoff poll. I had no hope at all that Donald Trump would win the presidency. I'm not going to let that happen this time. I'm not going to, for the next 4 months, think that Joe Biden's the next president. We've seen these polls be wrong once. We know the bias that goes into not only the news organizations that put these polls on, but the pollsters. Sandy, I could go find 2,000 people and make a poll look like Donald Trump's going to win in a landslide. You know, it's all about who you're polling.
Yeah, it's who you're polling, the sample size, and what you're asking. When we come back, okay, we are about to get a new cat, and we named the cat last night. I will announce the name of our new cat to join Ethel, to join Lucy. I'll tell you as soon as we come back on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and as I promised, I would tell you the name of our new cat. Now, we don't have the cat yet, okay, but we're getting a new cat. So far, we have Lucy. She's the senior Bengal cat. We have Ethel. She's the junior Bengal cat. And now we're going to have the third Bengal cat in our menagerie. And we're coming up with names. And it's not easy to come up with a name that you think will fit the cat. If you know anything about Bengals, they're very energetic, and they love to run and play, and they're great cats. They really are. We've posted a lot of pictures of Lucy and Ethel on the screen so you'd know who we're talking about when we talk about them. But Bernie and I are talking. Bernie has a friend named Manya, okay? It's a Polish name, and I always liked the name Manya. Okay, it's melodic and whatever, but I said, don't you also know somebody named Anya? Not Enya, that's a recording artist. No, Anya, and she does. And so we decided Anya is very fitting, and our new cat will be named Anya. Now here's the deal. I said, what does Anya mean in Polish? And Bernie said, looked it up actually, and said Grace. Well, that makes it perfect because my granddaughter's name is Grace. So that's it. So it's Anya. Now, we're going to spell it A-N-Y-A. I think the original spelling is A-N-I-A. We're going to spell it A-N-Y-A. It's kind of wild, kind of rogue people we are. So we'll have Lucy, Ethel, and Anya. Very pretty name. It kind of rolls right off your tongue. We can hardly wait to get her. She's too young to leave mom yet. But when we do get her, we'll put a picture online. And huh? You want to put those pictures?
I could.
Yeah. In fact, I'll tell you what. Bernadette, we'll put the pictures. She's got, two pictures, right? You got two pictures? Two pictures of the new cat. We do not have this cat yet, but we will have it within a few weeks, is our intention. So that'll be good. Now, here's what we're talking about, the three subjects. One, your thoughts about the Cleveland Indians nickname. Should they change it? How about the Atlanta Braves? How about Kansas City Chiefs? All of those. I don't have a problem with any of them. None of them are derogatory as far as I'm concerned. But we're sure. And also, I got to thinking, you know, Buzzy, see if you agree with me on this. The nickname police may come to Buffalo and go after the Buffalo Bills. I mean, we all know who Buffalo Bill was. He was a Buffalo hunter, and he's an almost mythological creature. But he was a real guy, obviously. But I don't really know the backstory. And these morons are dumping things into rivers and decapitating statues and all kinds of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if eventually they came after the Buffalo Bills.
You know, that's what they're doing too, right? They're looking to see every detail about somebody they can just to find the bad. They're not looking for the good. They're going to find the bad. We saw this with John Wayne Airport, which if you would have told me that a month ago, Sandy, I would have said you're crazy. So I don't think anything is off the table.
Next, they'll go after the Duke Burger, which is the best burger in the world. I'm not going to mention what town they're in so they can't find them. But anyway, so we have that. And we also have a school return. Are the kids going to return when they do return to traditional schooling? Is it going to be a Zoom class? What's going on there? And give me your thoughts about the schools indoctrinating the children. We're getting disturbing reports. We always knew that the college kids got indoctrinated by their left-wing professors, but I didn't know it extended down to the lower grades. Let me know if you've seen any of that.
Well, Sandy, you know, this isn't something new. 20 years ago, I was in sixth grade, and my sixth grade teacher, we did Kids Vote 2000, and George Bush won the Kids Vote in Amherst Middle School. And this is when we were tied up with the election, remember the recount. And the sixth grade teacher to my sixth grade homeroom made the remark, hopefully the adults were smarter than the children.
Well, hopefully. We'll keep our fingers crossed. The third subject is polling. The polls have Biden anywhere from 10 to 15 points ahead of the president. I'm not buying that for a second. We'll be back with more of a setup. But meanwhile, let's get to the calls. Number one would be Fred from New Mexico. Online one, you're on WBEN, Fred.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you have a nice 4th of July, Fred?
Well, I didn't do anything special. Just had some hot dogs and watched, you know, the people shoot fireworks everywhere.
Well, that's what everybody does on the 4th of July, so you had a typical 4th of July celebration. What's on your mind today?
Well, I guess I'm really upset about having to change names of businesses and organizations for what reason? Who in the world came up with these ideas, and why do they keep pushing them?
Because they want to change the face of America. Remember, Barack Obama said during his campaign for the first term, I will fundamentally change America. And we all thought it was for the good, and we found out it really wasn't. I think this is a continuation of that. Keep in mind, Biden was there, and he didn't do anything to make it better, that's for sure.
No. And, well, Biden, that poor guy, I don't know.
Biden's a joke. I'm sorry. You know, I want to feel sorry for him because it's obvious that the train has left the station.
Right.
But I can't. I just can't. And to elect him, if you elect him as president, not you, Fred, but if we as a population elect him as president, the real person running the country is going to be the vice president, not him. So it'll be very important who he picks.
That's true, because he really shouldn't be allowed to even run.
I tend to agree with you. That's a very important. He's the one that is standing next to the guy with the briefcase that has the nuclear codes in it. That's what would make me nervous. And plus, he narrowed the field down right away, saying he would probably choose a woman. Okay, that's half the population's been eliminated. There might be some good candidates from his perspective out there, but he's just pandering because they figured if they can get the women's vote, and they know they got these another block of votes sewed up, that they'll win. So they don't really care about the country. They care about getting the job.
That's right. Well, I think he's not only that, from so many quotes he's been supposedly said that he's really a socialist.
And don't forget his son being scamming up and getting the fabulous job, of which he had no experience, in the Iranian oil business, and him sniffing women's hairs and God knows what else. These are all going to come up when the campaign gets heated up. That's how he'll pick the female running mate. He'll have to stand behind each of them and sniff their hair. Oh. And the best sniff wins.
At least it's her head.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. That's enough, Fred. No, I understand what you're saying. Hey, thanks. Glad we could speak. And I'm worried about the same things you are, Fred. Thank you. All right, let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. We've posted the new cat. We don't have it yet. Still too young. We will get it as it becomes old enough to leave Mama and come and live with us and live with her new sisters, Lucy and Ethel. Her name is a Polish name. It's, we're spelling it A-N-Y-A. If you want to be technical, it's A-N-I-A, but we just thought Anya should be pronounced with a Y. And it kind of just flows off your tongue. She's just beautiful, and she's going to fit in right with the two girls we have now. The one thing you got to understand, it's not like Disney. When you bring a new pet home, it's not like they flutter their eyebrows and the other pets come and hug them. No, no, no. They hide from them. They chase them. They bite each other. You do the best you can to keep them separated for a certain amount of time. We've been through this before. And then you slowly introduce them to the other ones because they still have the nature. And they are Bengal cats. They're descended from Bengal tigers. A safe dissension, I can tell you that. Okay, the three questions, the basic one about changing names from the Cleveland Indians, the Atlanta Braves, the Washington Redskins, Kansas City Chiefs. And so how do you feel about all of that stuff? And then returning to school in the fall, if we do return in the fall, what will the kids be going back for? What'll it be? Will it be in-person learning? Will it be a Zoom class? What will it be? And the polls. Do you believe the polls or don't you believe the polls? I don't believe them now when they say that Trump is behind because I think a lot of Trump voters just don't need the hassle and say they're going to vote for Biden. And when you get in the privacy of the voting booth, you do what you want to do. Let's go to line one, deep in the heart of Texas. It's Terry from Texas. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, I don't care what they do with any of those names. They can name them all number one, two, three, four. Doesn't matter to me. If you're worried about, you know, what the Bills are going to do this year, then you really got your priorities all messed up. I don't care what wide receiver they sign. I don't care where Josh Allen stands on politics. I mean, there's a lot going on right now, and I think case in point, I mean, honestly, 4th of July, you know, what the hell just happened? This country a year ago, if you'd have told me we'd be where we're at right now, you know, I think they're even mad at Master Lock because it's called a Master Lock. I think
think about it. 4th of July is our birthday party. And they took time to put statues in waterways and decapitate them and paint over their faces and just disgusting stuff. And all it is the birthday of our country. If they really hate our country that much, what the hell? Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else and see if it's any better. I guarantee you won't think it is.
Yeah, no, these people are so petty and the things they come up with to complain about and all that. It's hard for me not to swear lately when I call because they got me so upset at their pettiness and just all the drama. They just can't help but be miserable all day, every single day. And, you know, as far as polls go, I mean, I don't believe anything that I see on TV or reading the news in the first place anymore anyway, so they can take them polls and put them where the sun
where the pole sun don't shine. I hear you, and I share your getting agita right in the pit of your stomach every day is something. Chicago had, 77 shootings over the weekend. 14 people dead in Chicago. 14 people dead. And they're not people coming in from the suburbs to shoot the people who live in Chicago. I guarantee you that. But where's the anger? Where's the outburst? Where's the control? All the mayor did in Chicago is point to the president, say it's his fault. He doesn't live in Chicago. He doesn't govern Chicago. He has authority that would reach Chicago. He said, if you want help, I'll be glad to give it, but none of them want to. They don't want to give the president any credit for anything positive. Thanks, Terry. I share your anger. Thank you for the call. I can feel, I love, Terry's a good barometer, don't you think, Buzzy?
Oh, yeah. Terry is, I love when Terry kicks the day off because you know what direction we're going in.
Yeah, he's angry. He served in the armed forces. It's really a slap in the face for anybody who's worn our uniform. What I really don't get, keep in mind, I was on the air during Vietnam. And I got drafted during Vietnam. I was never an America, love it or leave it. However, if you hate it here that much, why the hell do you stay? I don't get it. I really don't get it. And we'll talk more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.